American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. There's new information about what law enforcement knew about the Georgia teenager now in custody for yesterday's deadly shooting at a high school. Here's Fox's Eben Brown.
The 14-year-old suspected gunman now in custody in Winder, Georgia, accused of killing four and injuring at least nine people at Appalachie High School, had previously been the subject of an investigation. It started in May of last year when the alleged teen gunman and his father lived in adjoining Jackson County. Acting on a tip forwarded by the FBI, deputies interviewed him about threats made online toward a school. But the boy denied making the threats. That suspected gunman is now expected in court tomorrow, where he will be charged as an adult. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Hunter Biden's tax trial is underway in Los Angeles, and he's changing his non-guilty plea to a guilty plea. Here's Fox's Jonathan Hunt.
One of his lead attorneys, Abby Lowell, dropped the bombshell that his client was changing his plea to guilty, but it's what's called an Olford plea. Now, that means that the defendant, in this case Hunter Biden, accepts that the prosecution could prove their case on the basis of evidence, but yet still asserts their innocence. It's a curious kind of plea. And Leah Wise, who is one of the lead prosecutors, told the judge at that point, this is the first we are hearing about this. So they, the prosecution, were caught totally unawares.
The younger Biden could face up to 17 years in prison if convicted in the case. He has a sentencing scheduled for his gun case in November, where he faces 25 years behind bars. A council has now declared a university town a transgender sanctuary city. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
It's called a borough, which is a small self-governing town. It has its own laws, government, and regulations. Within the approximately 4.5-mile-long borough of State College is the University of Pennsylvania, a.k.a. Penn State. Campus Reform reports the State College Borough Council voted unanimously in August to officially declare the borough a, quote, safe haven for transgender individuals. The local Democratic Socialists of America chapter proposed the idea. The area has also introduced many new health care-related policies to support this commitment to so-called gender-affirming health care. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. She said Penn State led the borough several years ago into getting sexual orientation and gender identity ordinances. Now this is another step.
And actually they're opening the border, so to speak, of their borough. And you know, it says so to allow those who are living in less accommodating states to be able to come to live in State College borough. Truthfully, the majority of those living in the borough of State College, unless they're connected to Penn State, they don't agree with anything that the borough council's doing.
Gramley said she thinks these people believe they're doing what's right for these individuals who identify as transgender.
But unfortunately, they're doing a great disservice to them in affirming their gender crisis when they are questioning who they are, who they're born as, and who they should be in God's eyes.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
The National Hurricane Center is busy and is monitoring five systems in the Atlantic Basin. A system in the northwestern Atlantic could acquire some tropical or subtropical characteristics over the next day or two. Another system is to move into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, and some development is possible late weekend into early next week. Fox Weather's Kendall Smith and Bob Van Dillen.
The only factor that actually could lead to potential development is going to be the above average sea surface temperatures.
Right.
Right there. We had a buoy reading of 88 degrees.
These are the water temperatures that are kind of eye-popping. 88 yep. degrees when you see something like that with that Gulf water. You know that's warm. It usually is warm this time of year. It's about 2 degrees above the average at this point.
Yesterday, Volvo announced it is dropping its goal of making only electric vehicles by 2030, saying it now expects it will be offering some hybrid models as part of its lineup at that point, according to Fox Business. The Swedish company and other automakers have seen slowing demand for EVs as price-conscious car buyers turn to hybrids and gas-powered vehicles. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.